Jacksonville, Florida, right across from the hospital.
Yes, Memorial Hospital.
Memorial Hospital. And I want to thank the Lord that He woke me up this morning and He gave me the get up and go.
That's right.
To drive from Ocala National Forest to be with you today.
About an hour and a half.
And we're just going to praise the Lord.
Yes.
I'm just asking for the Spirit of God to come through this place and minister to each and every one of our need.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, there is something wonderful going to happen today if you'll open up your heart and let Jesus come in.
Amen.
Would you open us up in prayer? Thank you, honey.
Our precious Heavenly Father, how we love you and thank you for your love for us. We thank you that we can run right into your throne room spiritually and tell you we love you, we love you, we thank you for our salvation. Thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth to pay the price for our sin. Thank you, Father, for opening our eyes by the power of your Spirit and showing us our sinful nature and our need for our Savior. Thank you, Jesus,
yes,
for
Lord.
Dying on that cross in my place, in the place of anybody that will turn their eyes to you and say, Lord, save me. That's all it takes, isn't it, Father? It is so simple. Thank you, Father, for this time together. Thank you for my brothers and sisters here who know you and love you. And Father, if there's someone here today that's not sure they have eternal life, I pray that this would be the day they would know that they know that they know that Jesus dwells in their hearts and will bring them home safe and sound on that final day. Thank you, Father. We praise you. We thank you. We can't thank you enough for the many blessings you pour out upon us. Father, open our eyes to see your hand in our lives each and every day, that we might worship and praise you and know that we are loved. Thank you, Father. In your precious name, Jesus, our Savior, our soon coming King. Amen.
All right, let's put your hands together.
Come glad morning, we shall see Jesus in the air. Coming after you and me, joy is ours to share. Knowing there will be when the saints shall rise, headed for that glory yonder in the sky. Oh, what
shouting
on that happy morning when we all shall glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
When we meet our blessed Savior, King of God's
to be no way. The Lord will make our crooked path straight, won't He?
Amen.
I'm so thankful that He saved my soul from the devil's hell when I was 43 years old. Since we seen you last, Nikki and I both had our 78th birthday, and we have no intention of slowing down one little bit.
Amen.
We're going to follow Jesus and what He wants is for us to be all in.
Amen.
Are you all in today? How many know that you know that you know that if you die today, you're going to heaven? Huh?
Amen.
Oh, you must know that. You must believe it and you must live it.
Yes.
You know, it's not good enough to talk the talk unless you walk the walk.
That's right.
And I thank the Lord that through the Holy Ghost that He's kept me all these years. And I once was young and I was doing everything the way I wanted to do it, and I made such a mess of my life that only God could straighten it out. But when I turned to Him, He was already there.
Yeah.
And He was waiting for me to come to Him. And He's waiting for all of us. You and me, and all of this world, waiting for us to turn to Him.
Amen.
And if we would turn to Him, we would see quite a difference in our families, in our church, in the United States of America.
That's right.
But the sad part about it, some people are so hard-hearted that they won't turn to the Lord. They keep digging a hole and digging a hole and getting deeper and deeper. And sometimes I feel like even the Lord won't help them.
That's
But he will.
Yes, he will.
The Lord will help you and me anytime we turn to him. The Bible says that if we will turn from our wicked way and we pray and repent of our sin, that he will hear from heaven.
That's right.
I want God to hear me today, don't you?
Yes.
I want him to hear how that I'm telling people I love Jesus.
Amen.
I love Jesus. He loved me first. And I'll, by the help of the Holy Ghost, I'll love Jesus till he takes me home.
Amen.
So we got to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, don't we?
That's right.
And sometimes it's hard to do that, ain't it?
Yes.
But God always gives us strength if we turn to him.
Yes,
amen.
Yes. Body, but we need this book to feed our spiritual body. That's right.
We are We are God's children, and we need to hear His word.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for Jamie and for the staff here that believes that what we're doing from our heart. And you know, it's been many years. Lord have mercy. I built a church here in Jacksonville just for nursing home people. And how many times did we come over here and fill that bus up and go to church on Sunday? Now that little church, the Baptist church, is taking it over. And I tell you what, they love their little church over there. You never know when you do something good how far it will go.
That's true.
And then we also started, took over a church 4 or 5 years ago, Glad Tidings, and Pastor Chris Myers, when he can, brings a bus over here, and we're thankful for that. So no matter how old we get or what shape our body is in, God will still use us.
Amen.
If we let Him.
Amen.
Now you know what? Getting old, we have this problem of complaining. We complain about it's either too hot or too cold. The food is not like good old country cooking. I'll agree with you on that. But it's, you know what? If we would spend our time thinking about how God has brought us a mighty long way, I guarantee you, not only your life will be better in this home, but so will the people around you and the staff.
That's true.
And so that's why we know it's important that we come and just tell you God loves you.
Yes.
He has not forgot about none of us.
No.
Always remember, God didn't say it would be easy. He said, in this life you will have trouble because we're in a sinful world.
That's right.
But oh, there's a better day coming.
Amen.
There's a better day coming for God's children. Amen.
Amen.
And whatever is wrong with your body, I just want to tell you that one day, if you follow Jesus, you'll be changed.
Amen.
And it'll be so quick, in the blink of an eye, you'll come out of these old bodies that has grown old and feeble and bad things has happened.
Amen.
Into a glorified body.
Amen.
That's why I thank God 31 years ago, Jesus spoke to my heart and said, "Do you love me?" I said, "Yes, Lord." He said, "Will you follow me?" I said, "Yes, Lord." And He spoke to my spirit, His spirit spoke to my spirit and said, "I want you to go into the nursing homes and dedicate your time, your finances, everything. I want you to dedicate it to these precious nursing home people." Why? Because He loves you.
Right.
And He sees our struggle. But He said, "I'm going to prepare a place for you that where I am you may be also." And He said, "If I go prepare a place, I'm coming back and I'm going to take you to the place I've prepared." That's how I'm living my life. I believe what Jesus said. How about y'all?
Amen.
Let's read a scripture too today. And you know, right now, I'm going to ask God to just bless you and me and Jamie.
Yes.
And everybody that works in this home. And through our time together, that something will happen that will last longer than just today.
Amen.
You know, God's gifts is eternal, aren't they?
Yes.
He don't just give you something and say, "Hey, give it back." "Oh, here you go." No, give it back. No, God don't operate that way. Jesus said in the book of John, He said, My soul is troubled. He knew that he was fixing to be crucified. And he was troubled. We all get troubled, don't we?
Yes, we do.
When aches and pains and people reject us and say all manner of evil against us, it hurts, don't it?
Yes.
Well, Jesus knows what it's like. Because his soul was troubled. Because he knew they were fixing to come and get him and take him up Calvary's hill and nail him to that old rugged cross.
Yeah.
He said, Father, glorify their name, thy name, and their come, listen to this, there come a voice from heaven saying, I have glorified it and will glorify it again. You know what that voice from heaven, you know who that was? Father God.
That's right.
Father God. And he said, the people therefore that stood by and heard that voice said it thundered. Others said an angel spake to him. Well, I know that angels speak to us too sometimes. I believe that God has given all of us a guardian angel. I believe that sometimes it takes the work of an angel through the Holy Ghost to help us in our time of trouble.
Yes.
I believe all of this. I believe because Jesus come into my heart and opened up my eyes and opened up my heart to receive his wonderful presence, to feel and experience his beautiful love.
Amen.
I believe.
Amen.
I know, and I've had lots of trouble, but I wouldn't take nothing from my journey.
No.
I've learned a lot. I was once young in this ministry, and now I'm an old man. I wouldn't take nothing from my journey. I'm not going to say I'd go back and change a thing. Well, God has showed me through every bit of trouble I've had, through sickness, through pain, rejection, and sorrow, and people lying on us, something good's come out of it.
Amen.
What the devil meant for evil, God turned it around. And he'll do the same thing for you.
That's right.
The people were afraid. You know what? They didn't know the voice of God. They thought it was thunder or an angel. Jesus said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. Now listen, I'm going to read one more verse. And if I be lifted up from the earth will draw all men unto me.
Amen.
And he was telling them how he was going to die. They nailed him to that old cross and they lifted him up for all the world to see that Jesus came to save us from our sin.
Amen.
Pastor Nikki, would you come and finish out?
Where are you?
Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. He was referring to himself, wasn't he? Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. To me, that means Jesus is saying we need to keep our eyes on him. We need to keep our eyes on the Word of God. And we'll live in the light and will not walk in darkness. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. And then we can be a light to all those around us, can't we? These things spake Jesus and departed, and did hide himself from them. So he was trying to tell them that he was the way, the truth, and the life.
and that no man could come to the Father except through him. And he was trying to get people to realize they needed to look to him. He was the light that came into the world, and the darkness couldn't keep him out, could they? Could it? No. And in John, in 1 John, John tells us that we need to walk in the light with each other. We need to be truthful with one another. And then we'll have fellowship with one another, won't we? When we hide from one another and we lie to one another, we go into the darkness again. So if we won't be afraid, hang on to Jesus, we can face one another in the light. John says this, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Do you have fellowship with Jesus right now, this very minute?
Yeah.
Are you walking with him, talking to him, listening to him? All the time, huh? About everything. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Isn't that wonderful? So if you feel like you're in the darkness today, walk into the light.
Yeah.
Walk into Jesus. See that he will forgive sin. He will help you to see how you are, keeping yourself from fellowship with others, and help you to get into that light and into that fellowship with others.
Amen. I think right now, before you sing this last song, I think that I would like to give you the invitation.
Amen.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except by me. Now, the Son of God said that, and he said in the book of Revelation, cursed is anyone that adds or takes away. So I believe in the cross of Calvary.
Amen.
I believe in the virgin birth, that Mary was a virgin. The Holy Ghost moved upon her and she got pregnant with the Son of God.
Amen.
And I believe that Jesus grew up and lived a perfect, sinless life so that he could be the sacrifice for you and me. I believe what the Bible says, that he rose on the third day. He defeated death, hell, and the grave. And he prepared a place for us, and he's coming back to get us when the Father says it's time.
Amen.
It may be today. Now, I said all that to say this. Pastor Nikki and I love you, or we would not be here.
That's true.
Some of you I've known for many years. Miss Betty, I've known her all. My brother back here. And I'm saying that you must be born again to enter into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And that's through God's Son, Jesus. And you don't have to have all the answers. I don't have all the answers. But I know that Jesus is the answer.
Amen.
And so, is there someone here today that you're not sure you're born again? And you raise your hand and we could pray together for your salvation so that you can be assured in your heart that you're going to heaven when you leave this world. Is there one or more that would raise your hand? Let me pray for you. Pray with you. Yes, ma'am. God bless your heart.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. God bless your heart. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. God bless you. Yes, ma'am. Oh, my goodness alive. We're getting ready to leave this world, ain't we?
Amen.
And it's going to be all right when we do. Let's pray from your heart now. From your heart. And just say, Lord, if you're real, and I believe you are, I ask you to forgive me of every wrong thing I've ever done. Clean my heart up. Take all the sin away. And Jesus, I want you to come and live in my life. I want you to be the Lord, the Savior, and the God of my life. I right now dedicate the rest of my life to following you, Lord. Thank you. I can go to sleep knowing everything is okay. Amen. Let's give everybody a hand clap. Let's pray with me.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Pastor Nikki's going to close with this beautiful song. It says, I believe. Do you believe? How many is a believer in Christ?
Amen.
Woo! Glory to God. Isn't that good? Thank you, Lord.
Beautiful old song. The authors were saying there was no God. And I remember when I realized that's what they were trying to philosophize in their writings, I looked around the college campus. I was in St. Pete, Florida, at Florida Presbyterian College. And the palm leaves were crackling in the wind, and the sun was shining on them. And I began thinking about how the sun comes up and goes down every day, works over and over and over. And I looked at my own body, and I thought about how the veins work and the blood rushing through to my heart and how I can breathe. And I said to myself, no, God, they have got to be crazy. You know what? God puts it in every man's heart that there is a God, that He is there, He is real. But some choose to turn away and reject God. They don't want to submit to their Creator, the one who made them, who loved them, and they want to go their own way. And that is so sad that some of those authors that I read about maybe are in hell now for eternity, unless they turn to God. It's never too late, like the thief on the cross, remember? He turned to Jesus and said, I believe. And Jesus said, today you'll be with me in paradise.
Amen.
We can't do anything too bad that Jesus hasn't paid the price for it. So if you're looking at your past life and saying, there's no way God could love me. I have been too bad a sinner. I have hurt too many people. Maybe you've even killed somebody. But Jesus says, come unto me. I will save you. Just turn to me and ask for forgiveness. Come into the family of God. Why would you turn away from love, huh? I think we all look for love.